On the one hand, this is Hans Christian Andersen land, all little mermaids, cobble streets and quaint old buildings. On the other, it's a byword for modern design. Cool, sophisticated and bang up to date.
Just opened, this dazzling graphite glass and steel complex known as the Black Diamond. It's part of the Royal Library, which dates back to the 17th century, and though it's physically grafted onto the older building, they've chucked out the chintz. To understand how the Danes managed to mix the best of the old with the state-of-the-art new, visit the Design Centre. It's not all high-tech. Good design illuminates everything. Walking is the best way of getting around the town centre, dominated by the Strøget, which means walking street. Walk to be seen, walk till you drop, but best of all, walk to shop. You'll also notice that this is Bike City, 155,000 of them, and they come in all shapes and sizes.
This is a city bike. It works on the same principle as a shopping trolley. You put in your coin, you release the catch, and it's yours for as long as you want it. It's a fairly basic affair though. No gears, dodgy brakes, and solid rubber tyres. It is in fact the most uncomfortable mode of transport this side of a camel safari in Marrakesh. But you're hardly going to complain, because it's free.
This city is built on three islands, which means you're never far from water. And along Newhaven, you're never far from a waterside cafe. It's almost Saint-Tropez. A very different vibe in the so-called hippie republic of Christiania. Once this was an army barracks, but since 1971, the 85-acre site has been occupied by squatters who live by their own rules, which include the open sale and consumption of cannabis, though they have a zero-tolerance policy on hard drugs. Often at odds with the authorities, the community has survived for 30 years and become a very popular, if unlikely, tourist attraction. You may think that kayaking is for roughy-tufty types who like doing that kind of thing. But if, like me, you'd rather leave the acrobatics to the Eskimos, you can take a serene glide with Ole and friends.
It's kind of the best way to see Copenhagen, because we can go somewhere where the pleasure boats can't go.